I don't watch The View. But I do like Dr. Phil. And Dr. Phil, boy, did he trigger The Viewcast with facts. Straight up facts. You got to see this. You got to watch. I mean, look at her. Look at her. Look at her. Look at that face. Look at that face. And I got a question for you. Are we actually winning the culture war? Because there's this trending video. This is on TikTok. Her name is Miss America, and the song is called Don't Panic. Have you heard this yet? If you haven't, I need to know your reaction. And of course, some accounts that you need to follow on X. This one has to do with science. That's right. Smarts. We got this and so much more here today on the Joe Padula Show. Absolutely.
He doesn't wonder what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan. He's been there, serving our country and defending Lady Liberty.
Absolutely.
It's the Joe Padula Show. Clarksville's Conversation.
What's going on? My name is Joe. Joe Padula. Flying solo today.
Just me.
That's all right. I'm a former soldier. A combat war veteran. The 101st Airborne Division Air Assault. Mighty Strike Brigade. But hey, still serving. This time not in uniform. And this time it's with you, my new battle buddies. As we are all now soldiers in today's culture war. Absolutely. Yeah, no co-host tonight, John D. I know. Billy Toombs, no idea. They have enough people watching to continue that show, The View. Well, they get more than me, that's for sure. Damn them. Tim Early. What's up, producer Tim? Oh, sorry. That's producer Chris. Maybe. Yeah, that's right. I hear Tim Early's going to move down south. We'll see. I don't want to ruin anything. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Do it now. Do it now. Hit those likes. Boom, boom, boom. Make them float up on your phone if you're on the phone, on the Facebook that hates us. They hate us because they ain't us. All right, here we go. Dr. Phil triggers The View with facts. So my question is Dr. Phil McGraw now far right or just normal? Let's take a look. So here he is. He's on the show to promote his book. And the book is about really how kids are screwed. Let's get into it.
Well, Dr. Phil, I want to make sure we get to your new book, which is We've Got Issues. And a lot, you were referring to it in the last segment, how much has changed since you first got started in this. And one of the things is social media. Yeah. So you say you're not the only voice in your kids' ears, so you have to be the best voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, think about it. In like 08, 09, smartphones came on and kids started, they stopped living their lives and started watching people live their lives.
Mm.
And so we saw the biggest spike and the highest levels of depression, anxiety, loneliness, and suicidality since records have ever been kept.
Mm.
And it's just continued on and on and on. And
I'm sorry to pause, but do they just make noises? The cast, did you hear that? About maybe 30 seconds ago, they go, and then this one, no comment.
Then COVID hits 10 years later, and the same agencies that knew that are the agencies that shut down the schools for 2 years.
His eyes,
who does that?
They are bugging.
Who takes away the support system for these children? Who takes them away and shuts it down? And by the way, when they shut it down, they stopped the mandated reporters from being able to see children that were being abused and sexually molested, and in fact sent them home and abandoned them to their abusers with no way to watch, and referrals dropped 50% to 60%. So
there was also a pandemic going on, and they were trying to save
children's
lives.
They were trying to save kids' lives. Remember, we know a lot of folks who died during this, so it wasn't, people weren't laying around.
How many kids died from COVID? I don't know. I know there was some immune compromised, morbidly obese youth that succumbed to COVID. But yeah, I don't know. This view. Whoopi, I wish you stayed with acting and not become this this political analyst.
On, but, well, you know what? We're lucky. Maybe we're lucky they didn't, because we kept them out of the places that they could be sick, because no one wanted to believe we had an issue.
Are you saying no school children died of COVID?
I'm saying it was the safest group. They were the less vulnerable group, and they suffered.
That's right. The immune compromised and the elderly. Do we forget this already? See, here's the thing. They never want to admit that they were wrong, that the conspiracy theorists were right. They will never admit it. It reminds me of like when I root for baseball teams, okay? For years, I didn't care how bad the Mets sucked. They were the best. Yeah, let's go Mets. It's the same thing with them. Finally, I realized, oh my God, my Mets suck. And guess what? They're not going to fix themselves unless I tell them and everyone else tells them that, hey, you suck. Look at that scowl. Is that the term, scowl, right? Is that a scowl? Look at that. With the hands crossed, like... All right, back to the video.
And will suffer more from the mismanagement of COVID than they will from the exposure to COVID. And that's not an opinion, that's a fact.
Facts. His eyes are bugging out, though. Yeah, so there was some Dr. Phil on COVID and school lockdowns. I'm surprised he even got some claps from the audience. Because you know that audience of The View, what do they call them, the cackling hens? They are lockstep with, you know, the woke agenda. Here's Dr. Phil on the border crisis and sex trafficking. Recently, Dr. Phil went down to the border to see for himself, to see what the hell was going on. Let's take a look.
My understanding is that you went to the southern border. Now, you're saying that you're going to give people facts. What did you take away from that experience?
True,
and what kind of reporting are you going to be bringing back from that experience?
I'll tell you a fact I took away. I talked to the head of all the border guards down there, the head of the union. I asked him straight up, kids are coming over the border with numbers written on them, phone numbers and addresses. Mm-hmm. Do we check those out? He said, well, we call them.
That's right.
Is it possible that we're sending them into known prostitution rings or sweatshops? He said, it's not possible. It is absolute.
Damn.
We are using American tax dollars to ship children into known prostitution and sweatshops.
Some children.
Well, who knows?
Okay.
We don't know. I said, are you...
So what kind of checking do they do? So
They call the number and say, do you know about this child? They say, yes. Will you receive them when they come? Yes. I said, is it possible that that's a prostitution ring? He said, we know enough to know that it, in a number of cases, it has turned out to be absolute sex ring. It has turned out to be an absolute sweatshop. I said, how is this possible?
Well, what do they
and he
do
said,
then?
It is happening.
What do they do then if they know that that's happening? Where is the U.S. Attorney's Office? Where is the...
You have to re-ask that question when we come back. Because we're coming back with more with Dr. Phil.
Yep. Go to break. Whoopi, go to break. In her ear, producer. Go to break. They can't. Don't let him tell. So what Dr. Phil got from his research by going down there and talking to the authorities down there. Yeah. Hey, we got some illegal kids, which, by the way, you cross into the United States illegally. All right. That's a felony. So you're automatically a felon. Yeah. So we got these felon illegals. Yeah. They're kids. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's the number to call. Hey, we got kids. Do you know them? Do you want them? Yes. Yes, we want them. Is there any sex trafficking? I don't know. All right. We'll send them. That's crazy. Criminal alien, right, Tim Early? John Collins, good to be back. Yeah, there was Dr. Phil on some border and sex trafficking before the producer goes, go to break! Go to break, Whoopi! Or what's her real name? It's not even Whoopi Goldberg, right? That's her fake name. She took a fake Jewish name. What is her real name? Alexa, what is Whoopi Goldberg's real name? AI.
Whoopi Goldberg's birth name is Karen Elaine Johnson.
Of course it's Karen. Karen! Karen! Hey, Dr. Phil has been on a roll. He was recently on Joe Rogan. He was talking about the border then, too. Check this out.
It's interesting they choose words like gender-affirming care.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I got the wrong clip.
That's interesting that they call...
So, he was talking about the border on Rogan, but then he started talking about the sex changes for the kids. Because he's really trying to look out for the kids and the future. Which is pretty cool. I might want to get this book. I hope it comes in audiobook. The guy has a good voice. I would like to get this in audiobook. But now he's going to throw some facts about what the hell's going on with kids and gender-affirming care. Which is what we know is just nice words to deceive you.
Gender-affirming care. You know, that's interesting that they call it that. But really what they're talking about is hormonal therapy or sex reassignment surgery.
Sex changes.
On children.
Chop.
And in fairness, the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Endocrine Society, or whatever the exact name of that is, all of the major medical associations have signed off on this, Joe. They've signed off on it. And I have never...
Yes, because they'll be making not only... lifelong customers who have to keep on coming back to them, because when you chop that off and you make and you turn it inside out, they have to come in every month to adhere to the healing wound so it doesn't close up. Plus the pills. It's a $1 billion industry. Follow the money, people.
I've never seen those organizations sign off on anything with less information as to whether or not it does long-term harm of anything in my life. And when I ask about that, when I bring that up, then they immediately label you as transphobic. And I thought that the deal was first do no harm. And
yes,
all of the European countries...
The medical creed. First do no harm. Yo, there's some evil out there. The spiritual battle is real, my friends. I'm telling you. Arm up. You know how to do it, too. I'm talking about spiritually. Calm down, feds, people that report me. Calm down. Even though you do have a two-way right, especially here in Tennessee, y'all.
You know, Sweden, Norway, they've all stopped doing it because they say, we cannot say in good conscience that this does no harm. Because it does harm. If you look at the long-term consequences, if someone changes their mind at 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, they can't decide which pajamas they want to wear at night. And their reason for doing it is it stops this drive for suicide, that there's a suicide epidemic. It doesn't fix that. It doesn't fix all the comorbid issues that come along with feeling like they're in the wrong body. But yet they're pushing this, and... we're going to do some shows that are already taped that are revealing what the real results of this are. And I think people are going to be shocked that these medical organizations have signed off on this. I think they've just given in to the pressure.
The only way to fight back is lawsuits. Lawsuits. Family members of people that have unfortunately made this decision, especially as a child. Say child, parents allowing it. Sue, you've been lied to. You've been lied to. Shame on you for falling for the lie.
Yeah, I just don't understand where the pressure is coming from. Another phrase they're using now is life-saving gender-affirming care.
Yeah.
They like to smash them all together like that.
Yeah, it's going
to
save their life.
Well, I don't think
it's
that...
gaslighting.
I just don't think...
Yeah, life-saving. All of these fluff words. Yeah, Dr. Phil, Joe Rogan. Yeah, talking about the sex changes. Hey, I'll tell you what. What was that, 2 years ago now? 3 years ago, maybe? On Dr. Phil's show, which, by the way, he was also out on The View promoting his new network. And I think he's going to have Dr. Film primetime, which I'm very excited to see if this guy is now, I don't know, maybe he's always been based, but since he was under the umbrella of the Oprah, maybe he wasn't allowed to say what he was thinking on his mind. But a couple of years ago on his show, he brought people on that were pushing for the tampons for boys in schools. There was somebody that was in, I don't know if he was a guest, I don't know if he was part of a panel, but he wasn't on the main table. And I believe he is a teacher of some sort, and he stole the show. Check this out.
Transgender boys who might not have their own money to go buy tampons, if they're provided free in the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate.
That's the
only
guy.
Women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself
cis
whatever you
don't
want.
Menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
Cis is a made-up word.
Non-binary people.
Only women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to
it
cis
is.
Women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So
look at the triggered eyes.
So why my body
if you are,
at
if
some
your
point.
Chromosomes
look at the
are XX,
eyes.
And you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're
we're
not
excluding
men.
A whole group of
they're,
people.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life and tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this as an
the
example?
Science.
When we've learned sex and gender identity are two very, they're completely different things.
They're not completely
they
different.
They are completely
things.
Different.
Completely different words.
And sex is what you're born with, the sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely different
things. Well, I don't accept
things.
That distinction. You have to argue for it. You're
right.
Just giving a conclusion. You're,
yes.
You're just making it up. People,
yes.
The people who hate
like provide.
The truth. Oh,
sorry, sir.
People who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so. But that does not mean that the rest of us have to join that illusion. You disagree, I disagree with you, and so you call it hate. But there's no hate in my heart at all, so that's
you
fine.
Are being hateful when you tell somebody that identifies okay.
Triggered.
As a man that they're not a man.
That's
triggered.
Hateful.
Hateful.
That's a fact.
It's not hateful, it's a fact. How many times do I have to say, you do you, boo? It's very interesting. So There's some people out there that want you to change your facts and your opinions. Okay, what are you going to do in exchange? If it's a trade, you want me to change my belief. If I do that, what are you going to change in your belief in exchange? Right? That is fair. If not, it's only a one-way street, and that ain't fair. You want fair. Fair. It's not fair. Not fair. Love is love. What are we trading? It's very selfish. One, you want to trade anything for me changing to what you want to believe. Nobody's asking you to change your mind. We're saying you do you. Just, hey, once it enters into changing other people's lives, hold on. Wait a minute. John Doe, most of these wackos are a mental case. Need to address this ASAP. Yes, it is a mental illness. Gender dysphoria is a mental illness, and it needs to be treated as such. I'm not a doctor, but now you got to worry about doctors just going after the permanent customer. What's up, Ed Reynolds? Yep, Padula's back. Yeah, comes to Jersey, doesn't even... Ed... I stayed with family the whole time. Babysitting. Nephews. Now I know why I was invited back home. Yes, to say hello to me. And drop off their kids with me. Which I loved. Kind of. Justin Nichols. If you have a dog. My dog. What movie was that? Check out my dog. What was... I forget that movie. Ant-Man, play it, Paul Rudd. You are a man. If you chop off your dog, then you are a dumbass who chopped off your dog. Off pretty simple. Right. Yeah, Dr. Phil, man. So is Dr. Phil now far right or just normal? Yeah, comment. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Do so now and keep the comments coming. Be a part of this conversation before they take that away from us, too. Ah, water dogs there, scuba.com. Scuba diving. Weather's getting warmer. Thank you, Jesus. It was so cold in Jersey and New York. It was so cold. Ed, I don't know how you guys do it, man. I'm done with the cold. I'm ready for a beach, and I'm ready to go scuba diving and see things that 90% of the population has never seen, and it's all underwater. So I'm going to do it. This is the year. I'm going to get certified. I'm going to go have great trips and be a part of an entire community of scuba divers. Whatever they identify as. Waterdogs-scuba.com. All right, next up. There's this video that's trending. The artist is Miss America. The song is called Don't Panic. And it's very pro-America first. It's really taken off, especially on TikTok and now on X. I need to know, is this another win for the right in the culture war? Or is it tacky? Do you know what I mean? I don't want to just take wins if they're wins. If this is over the top and tacky, I need to know. So this is where I need your help to fill me in. Because I'm on the fence where it's, wow, this is awesome. But at the same time, I go, Here, let's take a look. Here's the video. This is a music video reaction. I do not own the rights to this song. This, under fair use, is just our reaction to it. Let's take a look and a listen. USA. Oh, John, you know what they are. USA.
Miss America. FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. FJB. FJB. Trump's our MVP. FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. Tell the liberals, don't panic. Now I love fake boobs, but I hate fake news. You can call me rude, but girls can't be dudes.
Hold on. What did she just say? Did she say, I have fake boobs, but I hate fake news? Okay. See, I didn't listen to this entirely. I just started about the first minute of it, and then I'm like, you know what? Let's react to it.
Tell the liberals don't panic. Democrats don't panic. Now I love fake boobs, but I hate fake news. You can call me rude, but girls can't be dudes. Hunter Biden got subpoenaed, and now they want to panic. Trying to mutilate our children and vaccinate the planet. Gotta vote, vote, vote. November 5th. Take the White House back from Sleepy Joe. Vote for Trump. We gotta vote, vote, vote. November 5th. Trump 2024 is our last hope. Trump train. Now Kamala, we're for China. LeBron, we're for China. Have respect for your country and stand for the flag. Let's have a moment of silence for all the veterans that passed. Let's have a moment of silence. You Democrats are the past. Red FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. FJB, FJB. Trump's our MVP. Here to go. FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. Tell the liberals, don't panic. Democrats, don't panic. Inflation's still high, gas prices still high. Woo. But guess what? Hunter Biden's still high. Hard to say.
I like the lyrics. Is this going to be sexist? I don't like her rapping them. Does that make sense? Yes, and of course, she's a very attractive woman. And these are real, by the way. Real expensive. But I don't know. If this is trending, and this is kind of cringy, that's not really a good thing, correct? Hold on, let's give it some more time, maybe.
Save up your money when they're doubling the rent. Try to put it in the bank when it's already spent. Please protect your children.
Protect our children.
From the groomers and the pedophiles. They can't ban us all, we sell them Twitter files. Stop trafficking our children right now.
It's MAGA and Trump's gonna win.
Biden's stealing them votes, he letting immigrants in.
Vivek dropped out, Urano's doing this for clout.
Gotta save our country, not burn it to the ground.
Red FJB, you've done enough damage.
All right, I'm done. Again, I like the lyrics. She looks good. Looks like she got into a fight with her cat. But I don't know. Nope. I don't like it. I don't like it. So again, is this another win for the right in the culture war, or is this a setback? Now, I saw this. There's an X account that I follow called Trump's nephew, Forgiato Blow 47. Trump's nephew. Yeah, Forgiato Blow 47, who also follows me back. Thank you, brother. I like what he does. Where's some of his songs? Yeah, so this is where I saw it on here. Let me see some of the reactions. Yep, fake boobs, not news. So yes, we got your answer on real. Yeah, sex sells, John, you're right. I do not know if she has an OnlyFans. I do not know that. That cannot be confirmed. But they do sell the shirt. I wouldn't mind the shirt. That's not a bad shirt. Way better than the stuff Biden admin is pushing on TikTok. Okay, I can give them that. But that's not saying much. Yeah, I don't know. Love it? I don't. I don't love it. Oh, boy. Big Mike. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. But I am a fan of Trump's nephew, who is fantastic. Let me play one of his songs for you here. Yeah, look at him. He's all over the place. With Carrie Lake Padula. There he is right there. Hanging out with Steve Bannon. This is God's land. We gonna keep it. Hey, this is a little bit more my style.
Trump's the greatest, America's fate. Us hard-working patriots are running out of our patience. Gonna slide to the right, now you in McAvoy. You hate this country so bad, then get up out of here. They're trying to rig the vote, we gotta stop the steal. Democrats turn God's land into a battlefield.
Democrats turn God's land to a battlefield.
Red clay dripping off the stars on my boots.
Yeah, I like this one better. Like stuff like this. Right, God's land. Yeah. Check him out. Follow Trump's nephew on X. You won't be disappointed. Sometimes. It's all right. It's all right. Love you, brother. This, though. Italy's SNL comedy sketch show that they have over there brutally mocks Joe Biden. Have you seen this one? Yeah, no, Joe Quinters is definitely dancing to that one. That's for sure. But this is hysterical. I found it funny. But then after I got done watching, I'm like, wait a minute. Are we, the United States, the laughing stock of the world? We might be. Let's take a look. Yeah, Drill Quinters is twerking. I knew it. Start making it rain. But this is funny, I think. Or is it not funny because it's true?
Buonasera, Presidente Biden.
Oh, no.
Presidente. Good evening, Mr. President. Biden. President.
This is Italy.
Here we are. President. President Biden.
Oh, no.
Qui.
Here.
Yes, yes. Good evening. Buonasera.
Yes.
Yes.
I said to the President of Israel,
sì.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
No, no, non è Gorbachev, non è Gorbachev il Presidente dell'Israele, no, no.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
No, 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 no.
When he went to the moon.
Quando è andato sulla Luna.
And he was shot from Dallas.
Ma non hanno sparato a lui a Dallas, quello è Kennedy.
I don't want to laugh.
No, sia fermo, fermo, Presidente. Presidente.
Long shot from Dallas to the moon.
Si sta confondendo con Kennedy.
14 sì. Millions.
Sì.
Miles. 44.
Vabbè, ma non, è lui, Presidente. Mr. President.
His wife.
La moglie.
Tried to bring him.
No, ma quello è Kennedy.
Into the cabriolet, do you?
No, no, sta facendo confusione, Presidente.
Yes.
Sta facendo confusione, evidente.
Sorry.
Sì.
It wasn't the moon.
Non è andato
sulla Luna. It was Mars.
No.
Mars Attack.
Ma che Mars Attack? No.
Beautiful film.
Eh?
Where Netanyahu sang.
No, ma Netanyahu, no. Netanyahu è il Presidente di Israele. Non cantava.
Over. The garage.
No, the rainbow era, vabbè.
It's opened by this.
Cosa fa? Dove va, Presidente? Cosa fa? Presidente?
Oh, oh.
Mr. President.
Vai.
No. You going? Stay quiet. Ecco. Okay. No. Please. Cosa sta dicendo? Cosa sta facendo?
My luggage.
È la valigetta dei codici atomici quella.
No.
Lei non sta bene. No.
No.
Gli hanno fatto grosso forse.
I forgot to take the pills.
No, ma non sono le pillole, non sono le medicine.
I call the nurse.
No.
Now if SNL, Saturday Night Live, did stuff like that here, that'd be kind of funny. They don't have the balls to touch that one, but Italy. Yeah, they're laughing at us. Well, didn't they laugh at us? Which no, they feared us. They respected Trump. Abraham's Accord. Going into North Korea, stepping into NK. Getting China to pay tariffs. Getting NATO to pay their fair share. Telling them all out there, we don't need your oil. We're going to drill, baby, drill. It's an important election this year. Like, serious. Funiculi, funicula. Love that song. I also like the Figaro one. Right, Barbara de Seville. Figaro, 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 Figaro. A Figaro. Hey, by the way, Thursdays here in Clarksville, Tennessee's Wicked Good Trivia. 605 Cumberland Drive. Yeah, come on out. It's fun. It really is. It's more of a game show. You're the contestant. Dinner and a show. Thursday, 7 o'clock. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's some accounts that you need to follow on X. Yeah, let's,
follow me, everything is all right.
Let's do some science. I'm always fascinated. I love learning. And science girl, you can follow at Guns N' Roses Girl 3. kind of looks like my former co-host Sky a little bit. Right. So, a lot of followers. You should definitely be a part of that group on X. And plus, if you have an account that you think I should follow, let me know. All right, here's one of her videos. Why not to use water for a grease fire? We all have heard it. And hopefully we adhere to that. But now we get to understand why. And I think she posted a clip from Mythbusters. I don't know. Let's take a look.
Water turns a chip pan fire into an inferno. That's because water is denser than oil, so it sinks to the bottom of the pan, where it quickly boils, expanding into steam, forcing the oil upwards as hundreds of tiny, very flammable droplets.
Wow, I get it now. So the water is more dense, so it goes right to the bottom where it instantly boils pretty much and just boom, explodes all over the place.
Water turns a chip pan fire into an inferno. That's because water is denser than oil, so it sinks to the bottom of the pan, where it quickly boils, expanding into steam, forcing the oil upwards as hundreds of tiny, very flammable droplets.
Damn. Man. Yeah, so again, don't use water on a grease fire. If you don't have a fire extinguisher, which you should, you know what? I need to get one for my kitchen. I got one in the garage, but it's like one of those 1950s fire station ones. I don't even know if it works. What else to use, if not water? Towel, right? Smother it with the, take away its oxygen. I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me out. Milk? Does milk help? Right? If you put milk on a burnt something, that helps. Maybe takes out a grease fire. And it does a body good. Here's another one from Science Girl. The feline peacemaker. Fascinated. Bacon soda, thank you. Yep. So that cat said no. Stop it. That's the Judge Mill Lanes of cats. It's interesting that the cat gave him time to, you know, at least get a few shots in of each other. And then all of a sudden just jumped on top and said, "You shall not pass." Yeah, and didn't take sides, didn't play favorites. That's pretty fair. Very interesting. And are these all stray cats or is this somebody's house that has all of these cats? They're very well fed. Looks like it's in public. Ugh, and there's cat hair everywhere. Ugh. My girlfriend at the time used a smoke detector as a cooking timer. What? John Doe, what? Not flour, salt. Okay, so don't use milk, says Ed. Right. So baking soda, salt, okay, to put out a grease fire if a fire extinguisher isn't at hand. Crazy cat lady's house. Yeah, you think so, Justin? Another fascinating one. Again, I'm fascinated by science. Removing wasps with gasoline. I'm talking about the insects, not the white Anglo-Saxons. White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, right? Wasps. Here's another one from Science Girl. Follow at Guns and Roses Girl 3.
Did the gasoline trend to take down the wasp nest?
Oh, shit. They're just dropping. They're just dropping into the gasoline. Shit. So they have the gasoline in some type of container. All right, here's a little cup filled with gasoline. And they drop instantly into the gasoline and die.
Niagara
And then they scrape off the remainder of the nest. That's great. Because it's about to be that season. What about with carpenter bees?
It works. What the fuck?
Well, the cursing, sir.
That shit works.
All right. He's... Wow. That is kind of impressive. All right, so now you know that. If you got to deal with some wasps this coming spring and summer, cup of gasoline, and just boom, suffocating right into it. It looks like they die instantly. This one's pretty cool from Science Girl. So this kid has got a pretty bad vision problem. Well, they finally got him glasses. I guess it takes a while to figure out if the kid has a vision problem or not. You assume that they do okay with the eyesight. Maybe he got bumped into a few things. They took him to the doctor and they said, yo, this kid needs some glasses. So they made him special toddler glasses so he could finally properly see. Oh, he's like, I don't want this.
Hi. Hi, Papa.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. You can see me now, right? Oh. Oh, you can see now. Yes.
Man, how awesome is that, right? Like, look, the kid's face immediately. The blur is gone. Everything is focused. Boom. Hi, Mom. Instant smile.
Hi. Hi, Papa. Oh, my God. You can see me now, right? Oh. You can see now. Yes.
I gotta go talk to the eye doctor. See what the hell's going on with my eyes. Ugh. But yeah, that's awesome. Pretty cool.
Follow me, everything is alright.
Science Girl at Guns N' Roses Girl 3. I highly recommend, if you don't have an X account, create one. Follow at Joe Padula and follow at Science Girl. Or just go to at Joe Padula and see who I'm following and tag along. And again, if you have any recommendations on accounts or profiles that you think I should be following, let me know in the comments. I'm down. I'm always down to watch and listen and learn. That's what it's all about. We're not always right, but I love learning. Man. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Do so now. Do the like or the hearts, whatever. Hey, do the dislikes. Be honest. I don't care. Joe sucks.
CSI!
Oi, oi, oi! Yep, Tuesdays. This one's for adults only. Old Dave's Brewhouse. Over there on 2088 Lowe's Drive. It's a great time. It really is. It's a comedy show. It's a comedy show with questions. That's what it really is. And there's prizes and everything. And they got food there. Right. And hey, it's next to the China King Buffet, so... You know you don't have to worry about stray cats because they eat them. Well, you eat them. They cook them. Ah, yes. Figaro. No, it's not Figaro. Sorry. Shelby Strio. Skyline 500 Rooftop Trivia. Wednesdays. This one is if, you know, you want that high-value meal for an affordable price with some amazing drinks, and you want to be surrounded by all the screens, and you want to feel like you're in the game show. Yeah, Skyline 500, it's a good time up there. Really is. But tonight's Monday nights. It's Clarksville's third base trivia night. Yes! I love it! Food, drinks, prizes, Mondays at 7 o'clock. 1032 South Riverside Drive, along the river. Let's go Mets, baby. Yes, Gail. Yes, we're back, Gail. I was in Jersey, freezing my ass off. But hey, let's play some Clarksville third base trivia night. Are you ready? All right, here we go. It has begun.
It has begun.
Sorry. Okay. Let's do a category of food. Food category for you. Get ready to type in your... Yeah, that's what happens when you eat your roommate's food. Well deserved. Take that. Yeah. All right, so here's how it's going to work. You're going to have to type in your answers. Tap them in quick. Let's see how we go. From the image, I need you to name the Girl Scout cookie. They're everywhere now. Everywhere. Leave me alone, kid. I'm just trying to go to Kroger. If I give you a dollar, will you stop asking? Here we go. You ready? Let's do it. Your first one. Name that Girl Scout cookie. No looking it up. Just honor system. Honor system. Let's see the answers. Very good. Very good. Yeah, Gail. Yeah, cut out the sugars. Good idea. Yeah, don't buy these. Don't buy this legal crack. No need for it. But the tagalongs are great. Is that the one? It's like a cookie and then it's capped with chocolate and underneath that chocolate is peanut butter? Is that the tagalong, right? Yeah. What's up, Ted? Ted knows. And you take the peanut butter and you scrape it with your teeth and you throw out the cookie part, right? Yeah, tagalongs. All right, here we go. From the image, name the Girl Scout cookie. This one is a freebie. I'll give you a hint. A lot of people put these in the freezer as well. Yes, from the image, name the Girl Scout cookie. Some call it their favorite of the Girl Scout cookie. Ladies and gentlemen, correct. If you wrote Thin Mints, nice job. Yes, so you guys know. And did you guys, is that a thing? Put them in the freezer and then you eat them kind of frozen, right? Am I tracking? Is that crazy or normal? That's right, Ted goes thin to win. Okay, your next cookie. Go for it, name it. Now we're getting a little bit harder. That's what she said, or he said. That's what that person identified said. Uh-huh. It's got a little poking out in the middle there, like a belly button. It's got an Audi belly button, these cookies. Name the Girl Scout cookie with the Audi belly button. Ladies and gentlemen, you twist them, okay? This is how you eat these. You twist them, and you just scrape the goods, and you get rid of the cookie part. Those are do-si-dos. Ted on fire and fuego. Very good, Ted. Yeah. I try and suck that. Never mind. We won't even go into that. All right, here we go. Justin Nichols, way to go. Number four. Some may argue these are the best tasting of the Girl Scout cookies. Some may argue that they only buy these and tell the others to shove off. What are these Girl Scout cookies? You know it. Samoas. Which they may be. This is the one with the coconut right? They got coconut, like coconut shavings on top of them or within. Right, right. These, I think these are pretty good. They're almost like those Keebler Elf cookies, but with coconuts. Correct? Right, you know, the Keebler Elves, you put them in your pinky and you, well, we were kids last week. All right, here we go. Oh, the new lemon ones are good, says Justin Nichols. Don't know. I'm not teaching these kids how to sell drugs. Last one, number five. There's the image. Name the Girl Scout cookie. I know you've seen them. But can you name that famous Girl Scout cookie? What is it called? No, it's not named after Jason Momoa, Gail. It's Jason Momoa. But yes, what are these cookies called? Nicole? What's up, Nicole? How you doing? Miss you. Sorry, Ted. I should say that I missed you, too. I'm not playing favorites. These are called... They really are. Just throw them out. Don't even order this. This is crap, okay? Just throw this crap out. There's no flavor. You dunk them in coffee. It makes the coffee worse. It leaves floaters. But yes, trefoils. Very good. Very good. Yeah, you guys know your Girl Scout cookies. Not bad. Not bad. Hey, Clarksville's Third Base Trivia Night. That's right. Every Monday, 7 o'clock start, 1032 South Riverside Drive, right along the river. And let me tell you, beautiful outdoor patio overlooking the Great Cumberland. That's right. Come check it out tonight, Monday, 7 o'clock, with Trivia Zach. Absolutely. All right, let's get out of here. I've wasted enough of your time, but I appreciate you. I respect you all. I really do. You guys have knowledge, so make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Well, let's move along. We talked about Dr. Phil today. I don't think he's some right winger. I think he's just a common sense guy. That one song, I'm glad it's going viral, I guess, but I just wasn't a big fan. I liked the message, I just didn't like the presentation. And yes, no, she's a gorgeous woman. But that Italy video, wow. Wow. Even Italy is mocking us. The world is laughing at us. We got to figure it out. And I learned how to put out a fire without water. Or a fire extinguisher. Thank you for that. So yes... Hey, make sure to write back what is wrong, okay? And then move along to the next one. That's the mission. That's the goal. Hey, thank you for allowing me, enabling myself to have a conversation. Joe Padilla Show, America's Party with Purpose. Absolutely.